Well, the whole idea of praise and worship is to open your heart, open your soul to a living God. The Bible says that God inhabits the praise of His people. This is what God says about praise. God, not me, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So it is not a church activity. It is not a church function. It is not something that we do because we're in church. It is something that we do because we want to invite the presence of God into our midst, into the place of our congregation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's not a matter of just singing and dancing or clapping. It's a matter of heart. And as you open your heart, God is able to come in. And praise is oftentimes like the farmer's plow. If the farmer starts with a piece of ground, it's hard. It might have weeds and things upon it, but he takes his ox, he takes his cow, and he hooks his plow up to it, and he starts out through that field. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as that blade cuts down into the dirt, it rolls the soil up and over, opens it up. You see, I'm a farmer, and I like to watch that blade go through the earth. And it just digs right down and opens it up. And that is what praise is supposed to do for you and I. We come in here, we're busy from life out there. We've been fighting to live. We've been fighting to stay alive. Trying to find food. Trying to find shelter. And probably in these last few days, trying to keep from getting wet. So our heart is not conditioned, nor in a place to where it can receive the seed of God. The word that I'm bringing to you, you may not understand it, but within that word there is a kernel of life. And just as the farmer goes out and plows his field, and then he comes behind the plowing and he begins to sow his seed. Hallelujah. It is not necessary for the ground to understand the substance of the seed. The only thing is necessary is that the ground receive the seed. Because within the seed, there is a program. And under the right conditions, functions, that program is activated. And something begins to happen, hallelujah, to the word that you heard. Hallelujah! Can you say amen? Hallelujah! How many of you are saved? Have the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Come on, I want to see your hands. If you don't raise your hands, I'm going to pray for you as a sinner. There they go, both of them. Amen. When somebody came to you with a word about God, they planted something in your soul. And the thing that they planted, hallelujah, began to respond to the right condition. And when you begin to respond, the seed begin to grow. And when the seed begin to grow, there was a manifestation of fruit in your acceptance of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Not many of you understood what was happening, but what you do know is that something happened. Something changed inside of you. Something was created within you that you did not have before. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Hallelujah! And that something began to work a change within your life. Hallelujah! Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Come on! Hallelujah! Well, praise is the plow of God. Into your hard ground. Hallelujah. Maybe some of you have been struggling with life and salvation. Maybe you've been struggling with it. Hallelujah. Some of you may have fallen into sin. Hallelujah. Some of you may be in sin. Hallelujah. But there is power here today to deliver you. Hallelujah. Not only is there power here to deliver you, but there is power inside of you to deliver you. Hello? Being Christian or accepting God as your personal Savior doesn't make you a candidate to join a church. Yes. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Man has taken salvation and made it a criteria for joining a church. Hallelujah. God did not save you, did not give you the blood, hallelujah, to give you the ability to join a church. God gave you the power of salvation that you might have fellowship with Him. Hallelujah. Because it's not in a church where we find God. God does not dwell in buildings made environment.
Yes. Yes.
Quicken.
Look at you.
It's going to quicken.
Look at you.
Yes. Made anew. It's going to quicken. Hallelujah. Your mortal flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means God does not want to dwell somewhere way out there in a place called heaven. Did you hear me? God wants heaven inside of you. And if God wants heaven inside of you and you and you and you, that means God wants to dwell in that heaven. Loose. My God, hallelujah, we have taken God and made him an idol. We have built him and molded him as a shrine, and we have put him on the wall, and we have put him on a pedestal. Hallelujah. God doesn't want to be on your wall. Hallelujah. God doesn't want to be upon some little pedestal in your house. God wants to be in you. Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to walk and I'm going to talk in a people. Do you hear me, brother? Hallelujah. You see it in the Word, don't you? You hear the voice of God calling you, don't you? Yes, calling you. God is calling you. Come up. Come up. Come up. Come up higher. Hallelujah. There's a calling. There's an election upon your life. Hallelujah. The life you got in you. Hallelujah. Is an eternal thing. It's not physical. Hallelujah. And it will give you the energy. It will give you the physical strength. It will give you the physical ability to do the will of God. Hallelujah. And there is a will. Hallelujah. You keep trying to sit down. I'm not finished yet. And there is a will that God wants you to do. There is a work that God has for you to put your hand to. Hallelujah. In the days to come, he's going to open your heart, open your soul, and he's going to reveal to you the thing that he has for you to do. My God. Hallelujah. 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 The devil working in conjunction with men have wanted to take God and lock him up in a box. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? God doesn't want to be in a box there. God wants to be inside of you. Oh my God. Trouble on the right, trouble on the left. But God, in the midst of you, in the midst of trouble, hallelujah, makes no difference what the devil does. Don't look at the devil. Look at God. Look at God. Look at God. God is your deliverer. Hallelujah. You know, dear, it's not the changing of your circumstance. Do you hear me? No, it's the changing of you that brings a difference in the circumstance. My God. Hallelujah. We as a people need to begin to join together in the Spirit. Not join together on the basis of church doctrine. Hallelujah. But join in the Spirit. By the Spirit. And by the Word of God. There is nation. Come out of her, my people. Hallelujah. Come out of religious Babylon. Thank you. Hallelujah. Come out of religious conjecture. My God. Come out of religious knowledge. And come in to a living, walking, talking, viable relationship with a living God. Loose him. Loose him. Hallelujah. Power. You know it's power to do anything, dear. It has the power to change people's hearts. Sometimes people's hearts seem so hard and so totally in opposition to God. But the power of God that is inside of you has the ability to break any rock, has the ability to put down any force of hell, has the force to bring forth resurrection. Hallelujah. Has the force to be able to split rocks. Do you hear me? That's the power that lies within you, my dear. Hallelujah. You need to believe God. Believe Him. Believe Him. Hallelujah. 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 There is something working in the realm of humanity in this hour and in this day. It's a word. It's a word, but it's like a trumpet that's blowing. And it's heralding the coming of Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? It's not a coming that we have been told of by the church. Hallelujah. It isn't a calling or a coming that is going to be like the church has told us it's going to be. Hallelujah. There first must come the coming of God within His people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the people. You are the people. Hallelujah. God is putting an invitation on the table for you this morning. Do you hear me? It's an invitation. Hallelujah. That has your name written upon it. It is not an invitation that has your Filipino name on it. Did you hear me? It says, I have a new name written down by the finger of God. Did you hear me? You have a new name. By the virtue of the blood, you have a new name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have a new name. It's not a name of the natural. Every time somebody calls your Filipino name, hallelujah, they're dredging up everything from your history, everything from your past. But there is a new name that is written in heaven for you, son. Hallelujah. And when that name is spoken in the spirit, hallelujah, it invokes for you a destiny. Hallelujah. It invokes for you a position, a place of relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And as you yield to that calling, that election, it will change your character. It will change your circumstance. And all of those things that want to rise up and bring you down into captivity, you begin to have a position, a place of authority in the Spirit. Hallelujah. To overcome them and not do what you've done in the past. Hallelujah. 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 You know what we have to do? We have to learn a very important lesson. The devil is a liar. Did you hear me? The devil is a liar. don't believe it.
What do you mean? Did it in order?
You don't believe that the devil is a liar. I want you to say it in your language. Okay. The devil is a liar. Let's say it again. Say it again. He is a liar. Hallelujah. It's not what your eyes see. It's not what your ear hears. It's not a matter of this table. Hallelujah. Being there as though it's real and it's resisting me. Hallelujah. There is a level in the spirit that comes with my relationship with Jesus Christ. That gives me the ability to walk through walls. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It gives me the ability to be lifted up as Philip. Walking, as it were, down the street. Hallelujah. And all of a sudden, the Spirit of God comes, picks Philip up off of the street. Hallelujah. 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 And puts him right down in the desert. Hallelujah. Can you imagine Philip? What happened? Wasn't expecting it. He wasn't asking God for it. He had a relationship with a living God. He was committed to the purposes of God. And on the basis of that commitment, on the basis of that relationship, God chose to pick him up and to put him down. Hallelujah. And he said, now, go, join yourself to that chariot. Hallelujah. And in the chariot there was an Ethiopian. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There was an Ethiopian reading the scriptures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And as he was reading, the Spirit of the Lord told Philip, go and join yourself to that man. Hallelujah. And Philip, being obedient to the word of God. Did you hear me? Being obedient to the word of God. Hallelujah. Went and opened a door into Ethiopia. Did you hear me? God's purpose was to open a door into Ethiopia. Hallelujah. Because up to that time, they had no knowledge of a living, walking, talking God. Mustafa. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A door that we are now able to go into and through. Hallelujah. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
We have an opportunity now.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To take advantage of what it was that Philip did. Listen. He laid the groundwork.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
He laid himself down as a bridge. And I can walk with humility and respect and reverence upon the work that Philip made for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I can see some of you walking down some of your village streets. Just talking with God, having a relationship with Jesus Christ, God working in your heart, bringing about a change. bringing about a desire for him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And all of a sudden, God reaches down, picks you up, sets you down in China.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Picks you up. Hallelujah. And sets you down in Vietnam. Boom. Hallelujah. 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 You know, it's going to take supernatural power. Do you know that?
Yes.
The church has been working in the realm of humanity for thousands and thousands of years. And we have the dent that we have made against sin. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. In fact, it's worse now than it was when the church began to go out with missionaries. It's worse now. Hallelujah. Because sin is in a greater position of domination. But there is in God's election. There is in God's choosing a people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we can be a part of that people. Did you hear me? We can be. I didn't say that you were. I said we can be. Hallelujah. If we begin to press toward God. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. You are the deciding factor. Hallelujah. There is a contingency of people. The Bible calls them a remnant. That means that they are but few. Did you hear me? But they are people who have decided that they want to go all the way with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They have decided,
Dios,
hallelujah, to lay everything on the altar. My God. In Revelations, it speaks about this people. The Bible calls them the 144,000. It calls them the first fruits company. Did you hear me?
Ha!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It calls them sons of God. Hallelujah. There is an invitation. Hallelujah. You know, in the army. And I use the army because that is what I am familiar with as a young man. I was in the army. Hallelujah. But within the realm of the army, there are different echelons of armies. Did you hear me? There's different orders of army people. Hallelujah. They have a special group they call them the Green Berets. They are special forces people. Hallelujah. And they, not everybody makes the grade. Not everybody comes out at the end of the day with their Green Beret. Hallelujah. Because the test that they put you through, it determines where it is and what it is that you really want. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. So it is also, brother, in the spirit and with God. There's a special forces people. There is an elite group. Hallelujah. And they are called the sons of God. Loose. The one qualification for this experience, or this, to enter into this group, the one experience, the one thing that is required is everything. Did you hear me? Everything. You cannot hold anything back. You cannot hold husband. You cannot hold wife. You cannot hold children. You cannot hold money. You cannot hold house. You cannot hold land in front of your desire to be a part of this elite company called the Sons of God. You cannot allow your national heritage. You cannot allow your position of family. Hallelujah. The Bible says that this elite group of people must, did you hear me? Must love the Lord, their God, with all their hearts, with all their might, with all their strength. Hello. Only two mission statements. They have only two mission statements. Did you hear me? The first and the greatest was to love God. Did you hear me? Love Him. Hallelujah. Do you know you can't love your husband? You can't love your wife. You can't love your children. You can't love your brothers or your sisters as you should love them, as you would love them, as you can love them, unless you love God first. Hello? Are you there?
Amen.
Huh? Am I putting you to sleep?
Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's calling you to rise up, my brother. He's calling you to rise up in Him. There's an anointing. There's a place that God has for you in His house. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. It is not as a man that is puffed up with pride and knowledge, but it is of a man that is meek and mild and humble in spirit. Hallelujah. But it is a man that has a knowledge of a living God. And you know, sometimes the only way that we can find that reality is in the midst of great tribulation. Hallelujah. When the devil comes to destroy you. Hallelujah. God comes into the midst of your circumstance and He stops the devil. Hallelujah. There is a reality of God that is birthed and born within your heart. Hallelujah. There's a calling. There's an election upon you that you need to get up higher in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. There was a calling. There was an election that was upon Abraham. Did you hear me? There is a calling. There was an election that was on Abraham. Hallelujah. But that calling, that election was not determined, was not stamped with God's approval until down the road in Abraham's life. Hallelujah. When he had all of his hopes and all of his aspirations and all of the promises of God in a man called Isaac. Glory to God. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Abraham's life. From the time God called him out of the Ur of Chaldees. Genesis, I'm talking to you out of Genesis. Take your Bibles and go home and read the story of Abraham. Abraham is a type. He's a shadow. He's an allegory. He's a parable. Hallelujah. That is for you and I. Hallelujah. Because it says that Abraham was a father. Not just the father of Isaac, but he was the father of us in faith. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? So the promises in the life of Abraham and his experiences, they are something that are for you and me. Come on. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. They are for you, dear. The calling, the election of God is on you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness,
amen,
they shall be filled.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I see you being filled there. I see a filling. But it comes, a filling that comes because of hunger.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A hunger and a thirsting after the reality of a living God. Hallelujah. 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 And I see you being filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thought I had the mic. I didn't have it. I had a bottle of water. Hallelujah. Abraham, did you hear me? Abraham. He said, the Lord says, get thee up, Abraham. Huh? Get thee up. Get up and pack and leave. Come out of your country. What's he saying to Abraham? He says, come out of your familiar environment. You, brother, you weren't born to be Filipino.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
You weren't born to be Filipino.
What?
You were born again.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
And you weren't born again as a Filipino.
Yes.
You were born into God.
Yes.
You have the nature of God within you.
Yes.
Oh my. And that nature has so much potentiality.
Yes.
You know, you look out here and you see the needs of the people.
Yes.
You see the poverty.
Yes.
You see the sickness.
Yes.
It presses on you. Presses on you. Presses on you. You many times you've gone to God. Oh God.
Yes.
We need the resources.
Yes.
We need the availability of things to change the condition of our people. We need righteousness in our governments.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the power of all of that request is in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. As you begin to press into God,
yes,
God will begin to press into you. Hallelujah. And there will come forth out of you a power. Hallelujah. A little here.
Yes,
a little there.
Come on.
A little over here.
Yes.
Planting seeds.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Planting
yes.
seeds. The Bible says, the Bible says, one planteth. One watereth. Who gives increase? God gives increase. Did you hear me? You have the power to plant.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The power to plant something that will change that environment.
Yes.
Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Keep planting.
Yes.
Keep praying. Keep pressing. And you will see the hand of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God will send others in behind you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will send others in behind you. It's a word. It's a promise from God. You can go on and keep planting. Wherever you go, plant the seed of life. Plant the hope of Christ. Plant the hope of redemption. My God. Abraham. He was called up out of the Ur of Chaldees. Oh my God. Hallelujah. He said to leave your family, Abraham. Abraham didn't have quite the strength to do it. Hallelujah. He had to take Lot. And Lot caused Abraham a lot of trouble. Did you hear me? Lot was a lot of trouble. Hallelujah. And God had to work in Abraham through tribulation. And there were things in Abraham's nature. One of the things in nature of Abraham was the love for his life.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes, amen.
Before we start pointing fingers at Abraham, let us remember we are just as bad as Abraham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abraham loved his life so much that he put his wife in jeopardy. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. He lied. Did you hear me? Abraham! He lied! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He said to his wife, do not tell them you're my wife. Tell them you're my sister. Hallelujah! And though she was a half-sister, it was still a lie! Did you hear me? God had to work that out of Abraham. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? He had to work the love of his own life. We have what we call the spirit of self-preservation. And when we are put into a circumstance where we are threatened, hallelujah, hallelujah, it is not you brother, go first when the boat is sinking. It is, please brother, move and make room for me. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's called the spirit, it's a spirit of self-preservation. Hallelujah. We have to ask God, deliver me from my self-preserving attitude. Hallelujah. Oh my. Oh my. Yeah, you say praise the Lord, but I got news for you. How are you going to overcome it?
Never.
Unless you have the opportunity to experience it. Oh yes, it's one thing to preach about it. It's another thing to have that gun pointed right there between your eyes. Do you hear me? It's one thing to preach about it. It's another thing to have that gun preach. That gun preaching death to you. You look into the barrel of that gun. And it's not that big. It's this big. Huh? Did you understand me?
Yes.
It's not this big.
Yes.
It's this big. And you can see the bullets. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Huh? And you can say, whether I live or whether I die, I will serve the Lord. Whether I live or whether I die, I will serve the Lord. It's a coming reality. It's a coming reality. Even now, on the borders of your country, you are afraid to go. Hallelujah. Because of the terror that walketh at night. You are afraid to go. Hallelujah. We have to come to a place in God. If God says go, we go. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. Paul was a man of God. My goodness, was he a man of God.
Huh?
Hallelujah. And the prophet came to him and took his girdle and bound his hands. And he said, whosoever this girdle is, so shall that man be bound and taken to Rome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Paul's and the brethren saying, Paul, we need you here. We don't want to see you in Rome as a captive. The church needs you. Hallelujah. And Paul said, Lord, brethren, you break my heart. But I am bound by a higher authority. And I have a destiny to make. And I have a destiny to create. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he went to Rome bound. Hallelujah. Have we, you, me, us. We are called to that position. This is the goal. This is the place of servitude. Hallelujah. This is the desire that is in God's heart. The only difference between us and Paul is that Paul said he was a man born out of due season. He had a revelation of the end time, but the end time was out there in front of him. We are a people who have a revelation of God and his coming, and we are living in the end time. And it is time for the manifestation of those representatives that are called sons of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you've labored long. And you labored hard. And you've labored in the heat of the day. Hallelujah. But you're not finished. Things are yet to be done. There is a strength. There is a wisdom. There is a knowledge. And most important of all, there is an experience. Hallelujah. There's an experience that you have. It's like a treasury. Hallelujah. And it's filled with gold. And it's filled with silver.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about natural substance. Gold is indicative of the nature of God. Hallelujah. Silver is indicative of the spirit of redemption that is in God. Hallelujah. There is yet much to do in the realm and in this land to help and to solidify the will of God for this land and for this people. You have been praying for revival. You have been praying for this power of salvation. You have been interceding before God. Hallelujah. And the tears of your prayers have been collected, as it were. And there is going to come a recompensing to you. Hallelujah. There's going to come a regeneration and a revival to you. Hallelujah. Father, Father, I want to pray for this man. Hallelujah. Is this your wife here? No? Okay. Father, I want to pray for this man. I want to pray for the work of God. I want to pray for his body. I want to come against any and everything that would want to move within the realm of his flesh, that would want to say that his days, his time, his journey in this realm of earth and on the natural realm is coming to a close. I rebuke it. I say that it is not from God. My God, I ask that you touch his flesh by the power of the living God. In the name of Jesus. Can you say amen? Come on, say amen. Hallelujah. 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 You know there's trouble. Trouble, dear. Trouble, trouble, trouble. There's always trouble. Love is this. It's always trouble. It says man is born to trouble as sparks fly upward. You want a better word, right? But trouble is where you find God. In the midst of it. When the fire is there. When it feels the heat and the flame. I'm reminded of the three Hebrew children. They had made a declaration. They had made a decree. They had said, we will serve the Lord thy God, our God. We will serve him. No matter what the environment is around us. No matter what kind of witchcraft is working out there. In the realm around us. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. And when they built that fire, they built it. And they began to build it. And build it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Seven times harder. Hallelujah. Didn't faze them. It didn't bother them. He says, whether we live or whether we die, we are going to serve God. Hallelujah. It makes no difference what the Juju men are doing. It doesn't make any difference what kind of blood is being offered. It doesn't matter what kind of curse is being uttered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fire killed the guards. It killed the soldiers. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Amen. It killed them. Hallelujah. You know, I'm reminded of a story. We had a young lady in Nigeria. And God put her in the bush. Way out there in the bush. All by herself, no husband. Just a bunch of little boys and people who needed God. Hallelujah. Planted her. God planted her in the middle of witchcraft. Hallelujah. And you know what? They tried to poison her. Didn't work. They sent spirits after her. Didn't work. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Didn't work. Didn't work. In fact, we prayed. And God sent the spirits back. And all of a sudden, all of those little obedient, they begin to die. Did you hear me? Hallelujah. She did not pray to kill them. We just rebuke the spirit. Hallelujah. They have what they call a spirit tree. Do you know what a spirit tree is? No, I know you do. And the witch doctor would come with the request of a man or a woman, and they would spirit the request into the tree. And that man, the spirit would begin to work on that request. But we pray. You know what happened? Lightning struck the tree. And for 3 days, the tree burned from the top down. Did you hear me? The tree burned from the top down to the ground and down into the very earth. Hallelujah! Victory there. Hallelujah. So you believe in God. You believe in God. You hold fast to the hem of His garment. Hallelujah. And no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. My God. Father, we come. Father, we come by the blood of Jesus Christ. Give me your hand here. We come by the blood of Jesus Christ. We pray for our sister. You see the work of the enemy. You see the spirits that are at work round and about her. My God, we rebuke them. We come against them. We ask for a demonstration of your power that there might be an establishment of the church. My God, and a demonstration of the power of God over the totality of the power of the enemy. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? Oh, glory. Let's clap it. Come on. You know, I'm no stranger to spirits. I had my upbringing on spirits in Nigeria. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I have never seen God fail one time in bringing deliverance. Not one time. Not, did you hear me? Not one time did God fail. Hallelujah. If you want to be delivered, if you want to be free, you have the power within you to be free. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that brings liberation to our soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was the blood that gave you salvation. Hallelujah. There is a spirit in Nigeria. They call it mummy water. I don't know what you call it here. It is represented by a python, a river snake, a constrictor snake. Hallelujah. And it is is the God Dagon. Did you hear me? Go into your Bible. Look up Dagon. Go on the internet if you can. Look up Dagon. And Dagon is a sexual spirit. Hello? Hallelujah. And it brings people into captivity. And it squeezes the life out of them through their sexuality. Did you hear me? Huh? Hallelujah. It says that anyone who is involved in adultery or in fornication, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting close to home now. It's getting quiet. Oh, my goodness. Huh? Huh? Hallelujah. You can be in bondage to the spirits if you want to. Huh? Or you can be free. Huh? Did you hear me? But I want to tell you something. This type cometh not out but by much prayer and fasting. There's something that you have to do to show God you want to be loose from this spirit. Hallelujah! Glory to God. Everything out here in the world that we see with our eyes is to reinforce the power of this spirit over our minds. Hello? To reinforce this power of this spirit over our bodies. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! But God is coming today to give you a power. Hallelujah! To be free from that spirit. Hallelujah! My God, you have to be free. You have to be clean. Hallelujah. You have to be sanctified. You have to be consecrated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot bring this spirit with you into the holy place with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have the ability to be free. Do you know the story of Samson? Huh? Samson was anointed of God. They called him a Nazarite. He had the hair that was a symbol of his strength. Hallelujah. Samson was a type. Samson was a shadow. He was in an allegory of the sons of God. Hello? Did you hear me? As long as Samson remained in his place of consecration, as long as he remained in his place of sanctification, listen, they could not overcome Samson. Hello? Come on. Hallelujah. How did they overcome Samson? They overcame Samson by hiring a harlot. Hello? By hiring a harlot to tempt him and to get Samson into the palm of his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they captured him and brought him to grind corn for the Philistines. Oh my. Oh my. Some of us in the church are grinding corn. Some of us in the church are grinding corn. Hallelujah. But in the midst of his captivity, something started to happen. Samson's hair began to grow. Hallelujah. To one day, it was at such a place that he was ready to pay for his sins. Hallelujah. Did you hear me?
Yes.
They took him to the temple of Dagon. The temple of Isis. Did you hear me? It was a place where they worshiped sexuality. And he was put by the pillars. And he said, Lord God, one more time. Oh my God, one more time. Can you see him standing there? Blind. Two black holes. They're mocking him. And they're ridiculing him. And they're throwing things at him. Hallelujah. Much like the devil is throwing things at us. Much like the devil is mocking us. Much like the devil. Hallelujah. But he said, God, one more time. One more time. One more time. Anoint me that I might bring down this temple. Hallelujah. And it said that God poured out his spirit upon him. Hallelujah. And the thing about it was, he killed more in his death than he did in his life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says if you seek to save your life, you will lose it. Did you hear me? You will lose it. And you will lose everything. You don't just lose your life. You lose your destiny. You lose your inheritance. My God. Hallelujah. You know, if we can teach these little babies, these little babies right here, if she comes to the reality of Jesus Christ, listen, she can destroy hell. She can destroy hell. Hello. I know a little story about a little girl who was in the midst of a congregation like this. Little girl. And she got up in the midst of the congregation and she simply said, all you people here who belong to the devil, leave. Half of the congregation got up and ran out the door. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes I think these little children would have more power than us because of their innocency. We should not be training them as Filipinos. We should be training them as sons of God. Hallelujah. 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 When they get hurt, they should come in and say, pray for me that I can be healed. Hallelujah. They should have God in the forefront of their mind. God in the forefront of their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the place. This is the calling. This is the election. Hallelujah. And this is the thing that God is offering us. My God. Listen. Hallelujah. This is what God is offering you, dear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not offering you church. Offering you a living, viable, walking, talking relationship with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jeremiah says, in those days, Jeremiah 31, in those days, I will make a new covenant. Did you hear me? I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. not after the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day, in the wilderness, when they hardened their hearts against me. But this shall be the new covenant that I will walk within them. I will talk within them. Hallelujah. And I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Yes! Hallelujah. This is the place. This is the calling. This is the election. God bless you.